on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Chicago Blackhawks will set a new record for playing in outdoor games today as they'll take it outside up here in the land of 10,000 lakes. And after a lengthy slump and a precipitous drop in the standings and a coaching change, their opponents, the Minnesota Wild, have climbed back into the playoff hunt. So this game is not just a pond hockey game, folks. They're going to play for keeps. Down to center ice for the opening faceoff, it's going to be the two captains, Jonathan Toews and Mikko Koivu, set to begin. The drop of the puck, and the Blackhawks' fourth outdoor game is underway. Now Ryan Carter breaking into the Hawks zone down the slot, shoots. Crawford is able to save the rebound. They score. Following up on the shot, one of the Wild players, I think it was Matthew Dumba, was moving into the slot area toward the net and found a rebound and slapped it past Crawford. He stopped the initial shot by Carter, but it was Dumba, and he put it past Crawford. The Wild lead 1-0. And the drop of the puck, the Wild get it. From the left point, Riley moves it to Pominville, top of the right circle, shoots, they score! It's a power play goal, and the Wild extend their lead to 2-0. Keith took the puck back, gave it to Toews, over the Wild line, right wing to Keith, near the right point, moves it to the high slot, fires! Deflects on goal, and down is Dubnyk with a butterfly save. Kept in by Pominville, right point. Moves it over to Vanek along the right, the left half board. To Grotl on that corner, put it out in front, oh, and a great save by Crawford! As Niederreiter was backing up into the right circle and one-timed it in on goal, Crawford got down with a butterfly and made the save and held on. Niederreiter now lost the puck along the far boards. Howla took it back, spins the puck behind the Hawk net to Pominville, set it out in front. Here's Niederreiter with a shot. They score! And it was a beautiful handoff, by the way, by Howla, who took that pass between the circles and instead of shooting, found Niederreiter all alone at the bottom of the right circle. He snaps it past Corey Crawford and the Wild lead 3-0. Pominville along the left board, talk zone, spins it down behind the net. Niederreiter put it up the slot. Pominville shoots and scores! Boy, that line with Howla and Pominville and Niederreiter, they've got it going. Pominville fires it home. And the Wild now extend their lead to 4-0. Now here's a backhand shot. They score! From beside the Hawk net, Darling made the initial save on a shot. It's Ryan Carter for the Wild. Yes, Ryan Carter. And it's now 5-0 Minnesota. Kane along the right wing half boards. Carries him through the high slot. Turns and fires. That deflects just wide. Toews was crowding Dubnyk there. Then Riemsdyk fires from the right point. That's not wide. The rebound. They score! It's Patrick Kane from the bottom of the left wing circle. He played the carom of a puck, and that may have hit Dubnyk in the leg pad and ricocheted into the Wild net. There'll be no shutout today for Dubnyk. The Hawks are on the scoreboard and trail 5-1. The Kane coming by the center ice. He coughed it up. Howla's got an empty net over the Hawk line, moves, and he's tripped by Kane, and it's going to be an automatic goal. Howla never got the shot away. Kane doubling back. Pulled Eric Howla down, and with an empty net, that's an automatic goal in the National Hockey League. So the Wild now lead 6-1. From the left wing board, Scandella lifts the puck to center ice with three. Fontaine's got it, lifts it into the Hawk zone, and this one is over. The Wild win 6-1. Stadium Series game here in the Twin Cities. This goes to the Minnesota Wild 6-1. The Blackhawks' record now in outdoor games is 1-3-0. As they'll head back to Chicago tonight and take on the Nashville Predators in a couple of nights at the United Center.